The stout scummy gritted sand between his few teeth.
Wouldn't you think old Plugger come and look for himself? Bet he's playing with his new little boat, him and that fat white sissy prince.
The weasel Stinky grabbed at a tussock of grass. It came up by the roots and he tumbled backward. Wiping sand from his eyes, he flung the grass away savagely.
You're right there, bucko. I don't see the scented traipsing up and down the beaches. 'Tis a flaming vinegar trip, if you ask me.
Slitfang turned to face the complainants.
Well, I didn't ask you, Stinky. Vinegar trip, eh? That's what you call carrying out captain's orders, eh? I ain't asking you now. I'm telling yous to. Shut your gobs and stop talking mutiny, or I'll report you to the captain when we get back. Now, I've warned you. One more word.
Tazin had reached the hilltop. She called out to Slitfang.
Ahoy, Slitty! Come and take a decker with this!
The weasel turned his back on the two crew beasts and scrabbled his way to the top. Below them, the shores stretched south, broken only by the broad stream that flowed across from the woodlands. This was what they had been looking for, exactly as Plug had described it. However, it was not the stream that caught most of the freebooters' attention. A smile of villainous delight crossed Slitfang's ugly face.
Well, scrape me barnacles! Will you look at that? I swear it is the old catch what King Sarengo used to tow abaft of his big ship. I remembers it from when I was young. Ha ha ha! And there's a camp alongside it, all nice and cosy like.
By this time, the others had climbed up and joined him. The Rat Ripper licked the edge of a sharp sickle he carried.
Couldn't be crewed by more than half a dozen, and there's 20 of us. What do you say, Slitty?
Slitfang spat on his paws and rubbed them gleefully.
I say we takes a walk down there, nice and quiet so as not to frighten them off. That fire's burnt low. Bet they're having a peaceful noontime nap under that there lean-to. Now listen, yous lot, I don't want no killing. We'll take them as prisoners back to the captain. I've got a feeling Plug would want to have a word with them. Follow me, and no noise.
Tazin tossed her blade skillfully and caught it.
Right, yeah, Slit. Let's pay him a visit.
Beneath the awning, Scarum was snoring gently. Something tickled his nose. He brushed it away. It tickled again, and he hit out at it. His paw struck something hard. Opening his eyes, the hare found himself staring into Slitfang's grinning face. The weasel was dangling a dagger over his nose. He winked at Scarum.
Wakey, wakey, rabbit. You got visitors.